Yamunatira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Jayaradna Mattava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallava Girivara Dhari Gopijana Vallava Girivara Dhari Gopijana Vallava Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana 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 Yamunatiram Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada ki jai Granth Rashima Bhavatam ki jai O glories to assemble devotees O glories to assemble devotees O glories to assemble devotees All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Hare Krishna, thanks for chant. Yeah, I have the opportunity to chant with real devotees, not with machines. And because I used to use a loop, tabla loop, to play alone, no? And because the devotees have so many services that sometimes I don't have the opportunity to make bhajans or chant the Mahamantra Hare Krishna with real mridanga players or kartal players. So thanks. And now let's continue with the section, next section. Jai Jagannath finished one section yesterday. It's the section of glories of the holy name, very important section. And now this next section is Vishnu Dutas release Ajamil and disappear from 20 to 25. It's the section. We can read all the verses in one time, and then we can explain something, and if you have any question or comments, you can make
Any question or comments?
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 2, Text Number 20.
Sri Suka Uvacham Taevam Suvi Nire Niya Dharmam Bhagavatam Nripam Tam Yam Yapasham Nirmuchya Vipram Vrityor Amumuchan Ta evam suvinirniya Dharmam bhagavatam nripa Tam yam yapasham nirmuchya Vipram rityor amumuchan
Last one.
Tam eva suvinir niya. Dharmam bhagavatam nripa. Tam yam yapasham nirmuchya. Vipram rityor amumuchan. Tam evam suvinir niya Dharmam bhagavatam nripa Tam yam yapasam nirmucha Vipram vrityaram umuchan Ta evam suvinir
One more.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, My dear King, having thus perfectly judged the principle of devotional service with reasoning and arguments, the order carriers of the Lord Vishnu released the Brahmana Ajamil from the bondage of the Yamadutas and saved him from imminent death. Text 21. My dear Maharaj Parikshit, O subduer of all enemies, after the servants of Yamaraj had been answered by the order carriers of Lord Vishnu, they went to Yamaraj and explained to him everything that had happened. Purport. In this verse, the word pratyudita is very significant. The servants of Yamaraj are so powerful that they can never be hindered anywhere, but this time they were baffled and disappointed in their attempt to take away a man they considered sinful. Therefore, they immediately returned to Yamaraj and described to him everything that had happened. Who wants to read the 22?
Having been released from the nooses of Yamaraj's servants, the Ramana Ajamayu, now free from fear, came to his senses and immediately offered obeisances to the Vishnu Dutas. By bowing his head at their lotus feet, he was extremely pleased by their presence, for he had seen them save his life from the hands of the servants of Yamaraj. Vaishnavas are also Vishnu Dutas. Because they carry out the orders of Krishna, Lord Krishna is very eager for all the conditioned souls rotting in this material world to surrender to him and be saved from material pangs. In this life and punishment in hellish conditions after death, a Vaishnava therefore tries to bring conditioned souls to their senses. Those who are fortunate, like Ajamil, are saved by the Vishnu Dutas or Vaishnavas, and thus they return back to home, back to Godhead.
Right. Who wants to read 23? Harish Prabhu? Yes. Thank you.
O sinless Maharaj Parikshit, the order carriers of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Vishnu Dutas, saw that Ajamil was attempting to say something, and thus they suddenly disappeared from his presence. Purport. The Shastras say, Papis hiye durachara deva brahma ananiddhika apatya bhojanas tesham akale maram dhruvam. For persons who are Papish, very sinful, and Durachar, misbehaved, or very unclean in their habits, who are against the existence of God, who disrespect Vaishnavas and Brahmanas, and who eat anything and everything, untimely death is sure. It is said that in Kali Yuga, one has a maximum lifetime of 100 years, but as people become degraded, the duration of their lives decreases. Praye Alpashyas. Because Ajamil was now free from all sinful reactions, his lifetime was extended, even though he was to have died immediately. When the Vishnu Dutas saw Ajamil trying to say something to them, they disappeared to give him a chance to glorify the Supreme Lord. Since all his sinful reactions had been vanquished, he was now prepared to glorify the Lord. Indeed, one cannot glorify the Lord unless one is completely free from all sinful activities. This is confirmed by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, 28th verse. Yesham to anta gatam papam, jnanam puyak karmama, te dvanda moha nirmukta, bhajante mam dridavrata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. The Vishnu Dutas made Ajamil aware of devotional service so that he might immediately become fit to return home back to Godhead. To increase his eagerness to glorify the Lord, they disappeared so that he would feel separation in their absence. In the mode of separation, glorification of the Lord is very intense.
Mm-hmm. And who wants to read the last text of this section?
After hearing the discourses between the Yamadutas and the Vishnu Dutas, Ajamil could understand the religious principles that act under the three modes of material nature. These principles are mentioned in the three Vedas. He could also understand the transcendental religious principles, which are above the modes of material nature, and which consider the relationship between a living entity, the living being, and the Supreme Personality Godhead. Furthermore, Ajamil heard glorification of the name, fame, qualities, and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He thus became a perfect, pure devotee. He could then remember his past sinful activities, which he greatly regretted having performed. The Vedas mainly deal with the subject of the three modes of material nature. Rise above these three modes, O Arjuna. Be transcendental to all of them. Be free from all dualities, from all anxieties, from gain and safety, and be established in the self. The Vedic principles certainly prescribe a gradual process for rising to the spiritual platform, but if one remains attached to the Vedic principles, there is no chance of being elevated to spiritual life. Krishna therefore advised Arjuna to perform devotional service, which is the process of transcendental religion. The transcendental position of devotional service is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Verse 6. Bhakti, devotional service, is parodharma, transcendental dharma. It is not material dharma. People generally think that religion should be pursued for material profit. This may be suitable for persons interested in material life, but one who is interested in spiritual life should be attached to parodharma, the religious principles by which one becomes a devotee of the Supreme Lord. The Bhagavata religion teaches that the Lord and the living entity are eternally related, and that the duty of the living entity is to surrender to the Lord. When one is situated on the platform of devotional service, one is free from impediments and completely satisfied. Having been elevated to the platform, Ajamil began to lament for his past materialistic activities and glorify the name, fame, form, pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Yananyana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Manchakalpa Tarvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaham Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Guga Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right. After these five verses, we have to use our quality of smaranam, try to remember the things that we read. And for me it's easy because I have my notes here. And we can make a review very quickly about the things that we saw in this chapter. And if you remember, the previous chapter was about atonement and which is the best process to obtain this atonement. And Sukadeva Goswami explain different processes like jnana or like karma, but the best process finally is bhakti yoga. This is confirmed also by Maharaj Parikshit. And the point is that the bhakti yoga is so powerful that, for example, when we talk about the name of the Lord, which is this case, we understand, like we heard in previous classes, that the holy name of the Lord is so powerful that can dissipate or can destroy all the sinful reactions that we have. And this is like this simple example, like here in the temple room, very early in the morning, we don't have like light, sunlight. And now in summertime, or in springtime, after six, the sun arises, and automatically the darkness, the deep darkness, is dissipated. And what to speak about if we have the sun in the middle of the sky, no? In the same way, when the holy name arises in the heart of the devotee, automatically all the sinful activities are dissipated. Even if the holy name is not like in the top of the heart, not yet. It's not showing all his splendor. And this is like a summary. And after hearing about the glories of the holy name, now we are going to see in this section the result of this quality of bhakti, which is the power of bhakti. And the result is that Ajamil finally was released. Yes? And here there is an explanation in text number 20. This with having thus perfectly judged the principle of devotional service with reasoning and arguments. So the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas, they were arguing about what to do with this Ajamil. And after have like a discussion, this discussion was found in Shastra. This is very important to know. This discussion was found in Shastra, not in the speculative process, because the only way to understand these qualities of bhakti and this how powerful this bhakti is only by Shastra, not by the ascending process. Okay? Now, in the next verse, we find something interesting also in text number 21, which is when the Yamadutas, they went to Yamaraj and explained to him everything that had happened. If you check in your Srimad Bhagavatam, if you have a Srimad Bhagavatam, you find a beautiful picture about this text. The Yamadutas, they went again to the Yamaraj and to explain this, no? This reality, no? They couldn't take Ajamil. So here we have the Yamadutas explaining like what happened. No? But this topic is going to be discussed, or this is a subject matter of the next chapter, chapter number 3. Yes? Now we can be focused in what happened with Ajamil. And in text number 23, in text number 22, we have the explanation that the Vishnudutas are compared with Vaishnavas. Although the Vaishnavas are also Vishnudutas. And in this case, we can see in the next verse, one beautiful attitude that the Vishnudutas had. Prabhupada explained that the Vishnudutas, when they released Ajamil, they automatically disappear from the scene. Do you understand? Why they disappear from the scene? Because the Vishnudutas, because they are pure devotees and they are servants of Lord Vishnu, they first of all, they want to glorify Vishnu. What happens if, for example, you are in the street walking and somebody like one skinhead approach you and punch you, no? And suddenly appear like one person, no? And he like protect you, no? From this attack. After that, what is your reaction? Gratefulness. Yes. Thanks. I don't know you, but thanks for saving my life or something like that. In the same way, Ajamil was having troubles, big troubles. Yamadutas, very horrible Yamadutas trying to take him. And after that traumatic situation, the Vishnudutas saved him. And to avoid the reaction of Ajamil, oh, thanks Vishnudutas for saving my life, they decide disappear. No. First of all, glorify Vishnu, not us. No? For that reason, they disappear. This attitude, if the Vaishnavas are Vishnudutas also, are like also Vishnudutas, we have very important thing, one very important thing to learn here, which is when someone, this is in order to develop this kind of absence of false ego or vanish, or you know, this quality. When we make something good, no, what is our reaction? When someone glorifies us, it's very like uncomfortable situation, no? When someone glorified us, because we are trying to avoid this false ego, no? That I am a doer, I want all the glorification and everything. So we have a nice attitude to learn here. When someone tries to glorify us, we disappear like the Vishnudutas. You understand? We must disappear like the Vishnudutas. When someone like say our name, no? Da 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 da, Ki Jai. And we automatically say, no, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. You understand? We try to avoid this glorification because we understand that we don't deserve this glorification. Of course, the Vaishnava deserve glorification, but I mean, I'm talking in the, well, you know, you understand the point? Okay. Let's continue. One more thing. They disappear. Attitude. And we are going to learn another attitude of Ajamil in this last part of the section, the verses 24 and 25. We have one very important learn from Ajamil, which is the lamentation of Ajamil. After commit all these sinful activities, Ajamil has this attitude that is a Vaishnava attitude, and this is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. If we have the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhu, can you bring the Bhagavad Gita, please? Thanks. In the canto 1, first canto, if you remember, yes. Let's go back to the Pada Padma of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now we are in the sixth canto. But in the first canto, in the chapter 19, the last chapter of the first canto, Maharaj Parikshit, he was very concerned because he said that the action that he commit against this sadhu, he put a servant